item 15, Eels. Public hearing. How you doing, Adam?
Good, how are you?
Good.
This is just a request for a public hearing for issues pertaining to American Eel. There was a benchmark coastwide stock assessment for American Eels that was approved in May 2012. This assessment concluded that American Eel populations in U.S. waters, which includes Virginia, is depleted. The assessment listed factors that contributed to the depletion. You can see those factors listed on the board. The trend analysis that was completed, there was, from that analysis, no overfishing determination could be made at this time. However, the technical committee and the stock assessment subcommittee noted that the current fishing effort for American eels may be too high. In response to the stock assessment, the American Eel Management Board tasked the TC with development of Addendum 3 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for American Eel. The goal of Addendum 3 was to reduce mortality and increase conservation of American eel stocks across all life stages. Measures from Addendum 3 were approved by the American Eel Management Board at their August 2013 board meeting, and all states, including Virginia, are required to implement measures from the addendum by January 1st, 2014. In Addendum 3, it established a 9-inch minimum size limit for both the commercial and recreational fisheries. This was designed to increase the number of eggs produced each year, as well as prevent any emerging fisheries that may appear on small yellow eels. Virginia currently has a 6-inch minimum size limit for both the commercial and recreational fisheries. To help gear effectiveness in targeting those 9-inch eels rather than the 6-inch eels, Addendum 3 established a 4-inch square escapement panel comprised of half-inch by half-inch mesh that will be phased in over the next 3 years. Virginia currently has more restrictive measures where we have a half-inch by half-inch mesh pot with a half-inch by 1-inch escapement panel, so we won't have to make any gear modifications. We are already currently using the most effective gear to target 9-inch American eels. Amendment 3 also establishes a 25 per day recreational possession limit. Harvest from the recreational fishery is believed to be relatively low, and most of the harvest is used for bait. The management board recognized the current 50 fish per day may be excessive and wanted all sectors of the fishery, both recreational and commercial, to contribute to the reduction. Currently, Virginia has a 50 fish per day recreational possession limit, which was one of the provisions from the 2000 FMP. Addendum 3 establishes an exemption for headboats and charter boats from this 25 fish per day recreational possession limit. Headboats and charter boats will be continue to be subject to that 50 fish per day possession limit. Currently, the EU regulation has no distinction between a head and charter boat possession limit and a recreational possession limit. Addendum 3 establishes a seasonal closure from September 1st through December 31st from all gears except for pots and traps. This is designed to help reduce mortality on the silver eel life stage of American eel. Silver eels begin migration out of coastal waters during September and October, so this is designed to protect the silver eels. Silver eels do not respond to baited traps, so that's why they leave the baited traps open and close all other gears. Up and down the East Coast, spike nets, pound nets, and fish weirs have the highest capture rate of silver eels. And increasing these silver eels provides the greatest advantage to increased spawning success of American eels. What this means for Virginia, this table shows the last 10 years of landings of American eel from September 1st to December 31st, where this proposed closure is. On average, Virginia harvests just under 60,000 pounds. About 1,000 pounds of that comes from gear, all than pots and traps. So it's a little under 2% that is caught in some kind of bycatch from gill net, spike net, pound net, haul seine, hand line. So it's not a very high harvest that we have of silver eels during that time period. There are a few other additional requirements from Addendum 3. Virginia is already in compliance with some. I just wanted to bring them to light that they were requiring trip-level reporting on the yellow eel fishery. They're restricting development of fisheries on pigmented eels. They were implementing state-specific monitoring requirements and providing recommendations for habitat improvements, and Virginia has already complied with all of those. There were many issues presented in Addendum 3, and given the scope and the wide range of input that the board received during the public comment period, they decided to move some of the issues into a new addendum. The board, at their August meeting, initiated the draft of Addendum 4. Addendum 4 will actually deal with issues pertaining directly to the glass eel fishery. The board will consider approval of Addendum 4 at the October 2013 board meeting. Currently, Virginia does not allow harvest on any glass eels, so Virginia may not need to make any additional changes due to this addendum. Staff recommends advertising for an October 2013 public hearing for the proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-500-10 pertaining to catching of eels, to establish gear-specific harvest seasons and amend size and possession limits for the harvesting of American eels. Again, these amendments are proposed for compliance with the Interstate Fishery Management Plan requirements for American eels.
Adam, October is a big crab month. Lots of decisions. Would there be any harm in putting this off to the December 10th meeting? I don't expect there be much public comment, maybe none, but every
also,
minute we can spare for crabs.
Have some information on the Addendum 4 by then, too.
Okay. So. All right. So you don't mind putting that off to December 10th?
Right.
Any questions of Adam?
Yes, sir.
Any objection to going forward with the hearing for December 10th? Hearing none, it's approved. Thank you. Was that our last item?
Lisa.
Is there anything further to come before the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We're adjourned.